to tell you a little bit about what I've been reading. I've suddenly been reading a lot. I'm between deadlines, so I've had a minute, so I've been very excited to pick up a couple of books. The first book I want to tell you about that I've just finished reading is called Kaboom. So are you a curious person? If you're still listening to this show, then you probably are a curious person. Well, I love books like this. So Kaboom is The Science of Extremes. It's by an author named David Darling, and this is a brilliant top-up of knowledge. I sped through it, and I absolutely loved it. How far can a helium balloon travel? What's the most dangerous fairground ride ever built? Who and what is really the fastest out there? Where is the quietest place on Earth? What's the smallest animal on Earth? It's all that kind of thing. It's really, really interesting. One of my favorite chapters was on the brightest light, which is in Vegas. And there was another one on who or what has the sharpest eyesight. So that stuff really entertains me. The only thing I'm still curious about after reading Kaboom, though, is how on earth I'm going to remember even just some of these facts long enough to come across as super smart next time I'm out in the real world with actual people. And I want to say, hey, but you don't know where the brightest light is or the smallest creature. Anyway, this is a brilliant book. It'll make a great gift for anyone who... Well, actually, it'll just make a great gift for anyone, young or old. I found it super accessible, so even a dummy like me could understand just about all of it. So thank you to the author. That's David Darling, and the book is called Kaboom, and it's The Science of Extremes. I can recommend it. And then the other book that I just finished, and I don't know what possessed me, if you'll pardon the pun, but I had a craving for a bit of horror. And Bunny by S.E. Tolson is exactly that. If you like your scary, very creepy, and your gruesome, very gory, this is some Stephen King kind of stuff. It's a very well done novel. The pages turned for me. The characters were wonderful. It was a real tribute to man's best friend, to dogs, especially rescue dogs. It also explores themes of alcoholism. And then there's that whole creepy horror element. It's got eels and other creatures, and I found it quite creepy and scary, but I had to keep turning the pages. So I may or may not sleep tonight, and I'll probably never go in any woods ever again. But I mean, that's what you get when you read horror, right? It certainly scratches that itch. I really enjoyed this read. It's called Bunny by S.E. Tolson. If you're in the mood for a bit of horror as Halloween comes up, this will just be perfect for that kind of read.